fun. So
it's fun.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Apple and Mill.
Right. I know.
They paying you, girl.
Right. But we did it first. No, it's just like, it's just unorganized being an Android user. So
mm-hmm. Hey, get off.
First of all, I'm not on you. Pause. Pause. Big pause. But guess what, y'all? We are great. Back with another episode of what? Caught in the Web. And yes,
flashing.
We are back. You know I gotta flash the merch. If you haven't already, please get your merch. Get your merch. You see the web, you know. That's me right there, y'all. But anyway, of course I have my guests back. You know, finally got the gang back. You know, I got my homeboy LR.
You know it. How you doing?
I'm saying. Then I got the sexy Lexi, only if you tipping her. Queen Lex.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Got the college graduate at all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Big,
you know what I'm saying? Big fan.
Big degrees. You know what I'm saying? Say what you get your degree in. What you get your degree
in? Healthcare administration. Science of healthcare administration.
Hey.
So. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I got certified.
Can I yes! Hold, can I hold congratulations!
Something? I got you.
Mm-hmm. So, how are we gonna do this today, y'all? Well, first of all, let me put the disclaimer out there. Caught in the Web is an adult show, so if you got little children, old folks with sensitive ears, church folks that don't like hearing about sex and all that, please do not watch this show because it's not for you. Because what we're getting into today is going to be all of the above. So again, old folks, church folks, young kids, put them away for this episode. this final disclaimer now. Just put them away. But today we talking about, it saddens me to say this from the male, you know, aspect of life. But we talking about the boy D-Jack, you know what I'm saying? D-Jack made a video basically confessing he's been cheating on his wife with multiple women. So we ain't gonna say nothing. We're gonna play the video, let y'all get it, y'all little aspect of the video.
But the truth is, and I'm saying it here now, is that Derrick Jackson was involved with other women outside the marriage. And by involved, I wanna be clear, I'm not talking about just casually kicking it, maybe a lunch or something like that. I'm talking about as serious as sex. To sexual flirtation and meeting up and that kind of thing. And some things that otherwise may be considered okay by some in terms of like just chatting or checking on people or being checked on by people that I've had a previous encounter with. But without my wife's knowledge of it and with us having a sexual history, all of it falls under the umbrella of inappropriate, cheating, affair, stepping out, definitely not in alignment with the vows that I took.
So, y'all have seen the video. I know they itching to hop into this because everybody about to talk about how he's a narcissist and all that. So, first of all, ladies, I'm going to let y'all go first and what y'all think about DJ. And should we be canceling right now? Is he canceled?
Let me start by saying that
wow.
I am...
She just took it off.
No,
let me grab this real quick.
Because I just because I'm disappointed because I was so close to buying a couple of his books. And now I'm kind of relieved that I didn't because it's like, bro, I get it that you're human. I get that. But you were doing these things, you were having these infidelities while you were selling, you know, all of this other stuff, this promoting, you know, telling people how to do their relationships and you're not even doing yours right. You know what I mean? Like you giving advice on other people's relationships and their lives, being this life coach and everything. No. And I don't like the fact, I'm going to just add, and this might be a little shallow of me, things like that. I don't like the fact that he let his wife get on camera like that. I'm going to just say that.
How you going to put that on him? How you know that wasn't her?
It could have been her, but if he has...
Either way it go, it's his job to say, hey, honey, fix yourself up.
I agree. I agree. Because I didn't understand that aspect of it either. Like, bro, I'm like, I'm sorry, like, but... I'm like, babe.
You can't present ourselves
like this. This is to the whole world, technically.
Right.
You get on camera like this and just
especially defending yourself, you need to look like something.
First of all,
there's nothing wrong with natural beauty, but
first of all, he's not worried about any of that. What y'all talking about? He trying to stay back on the good side and letting the world know that he loves his wife as is. So y'all forgetting everything that he had to
if open. He loved her as is, he wouldn't have stepped out of the marriage.
Oh my God.
I don't agree with that, but
and I love.
See, how you feel about the situation? Because I know the boy Rob want to say something.
I feel like he's a narcissist. He is, because he's trying to make us think that it's okay what he did, because people make mistakes. Okay, that's fine and dandy. But if that's the case, why are you writing these books, getting on video in your car, telling people don't make these mistakes? If it's okay, then why are you telling them don't do it? But then behind closed doors, you're doing it. That is not okay.
Okay, so
do you want to get on here defending yourself? No, sir, you're wrong.
No, I'm not. Okay, do not take this statement as saying that he was right in any way, shape, or form, right? But at the same time, as he is sitting here, he said it in his speech, like he paid his price already. You know what I mean? He didn't want to be a fake individual. So he obviously he wants to be this man. He wants to man up. And one, he apologized to the world, which is a big feat in itself, in front of his wife. Why is that not enough? Correct.
He apologized to the world after he got caught.
Okay.
If you felt bad or felt some type of way, soon as you did it, that's when you should have confessed to the world and said, I made a mistake. It's okay to make mistakes, and then continued on. But the fact that you tried to hide it.
He jeopardized his career.
It does. But it's even worse. It's like, I was dating somebody. I'm going to tell you something before the streets tell you, because it's going to be worse and it's going to sound worse. Mm-hmm. So come out and tell us after you do it, like, hey, I made a mistake. Talk to your wife. Then talk to your audience. Or whoever buy your books or watch your videos, and let them know I made a mistake. I am a human. It's human to make mistakes. Then make a book about it. But don't keep telling everybody don't cheat, don't do this. Do this in your relationship, and you're doing the opposite.
That's his job.
That's not his job. Hey, that's something he's started.
Whoa. So you telling me that's not a large portion of his income?
Right. He's this YouTube.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean? This is what he does. Like
that is what he does. So that means lie and be fake.
So you want to make money? No, so it happened during the process. Obviously, he has to make money, so he has to keep face. Then again, they said that he cheated. She left him. Correct. He went through a
don't
process.
You think everyone would have respected him more had he came out and said it without being caught? Because it's funny, all of this came out at the time his book was released.
Okay. Right, because I was just about to say, like, he attached the link to order the book and everything.
It's half off now.
He's sitting back watching the video. Like, is that not narcissism or what?
This is entertainment. This is what we asked for. It's not this. He did what he needed to do in order to make his dollar.
To make
this
money.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. How the whole thing is scripted. But if you watch it, it might be fake. It might be scripted. You know what I mean? Because one. Like, again, we have two beautiful young ladies who like, yo, why would this woman come on TV like this? And I see a lot of women responding like that as well. Like, what is this young woman
doing? That's her look. Like, that's just her style. That's her swag, I'm assuming.
She has
a lot of pictures I didn't see.
She has some decent pictures where she can clean up, right? But to come and talk live to the world like this, I'm like, I don't think a lot of women would do that at all. So that's the one thing, first thing that kind of makes me think is scripted and might be used to promote the book. I don't know. Right. That's just my perspective.
My thing is, okay, you need to do book sales. At the end of the day, it's not ethical though. You're telling everybody to be real with your spouse, do this, but you're not being ethical and you're not being real with your spouse.
But okay.
You had to be caught.
I'm glad you guys are coming hard on him. And this is the same reason, Rob, this is the same reason I went so hard on Jada, because how hard they going on DJ, right? How he lied and cheated and all that. But where was all this energy when Superhead was sleeping with married men, sleeping with people through the industry? All this came out. And what she do, Rob? She made a book.
But where was all that? She got dragged as well.
She definitely got dragged.
She was hot girl summer before hot girl summer even started.
Drag her name.
She got dragged, but she went on about her life and she didn't let that affect her.
She didn't care. She didn't care.
Y'all sitting here.
Does that make it okay?
Right.
No. That does not make it okay. No. Not at all. No.
No. I never said what she did was okay.
Y'all sitting here talking about how, you know, people doing one thing and then another. Let's talk about Jada. Let's talk about Jada and Will. We done talked about this so many times.
Jada and Will is a little different because Will said they were on a break. She didn't cheat. That came out of her husband's mouth. I feel like if you are going to sleep with someone, it shouldn't be under the same roof. He on one side of the house, you're on the other side. That's not right. But if y'all on a break, both of you can do what you want to do. I feel like a break.
I'm not going to get into that one. Because y'all going to take me there, and this is about D-Jack. D-Jack has been a man of preaching positivity in relationships because, especially during the pandemic, this is the highest rate of divorce we have seen, right? During this pandemic, and we all agree on that.
Correct.
So even before that, he had preached positivity about marriage because right now marriage, and I'm a part of that marriage, the divorce rate in America has been super high where marriages are not even are starting to become looked down upon. But D-Jack was the type of person that was preaching, you know, the man role, the woman role, coming to an understanding, all that good stuff. So yes, he was, that's how he made his money. But come on, man. Like, people like us scrutinizing him because of his mistake, like, that's not right. And then what makes it not right again is because it's a black man. It's a black man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, women, women especially is supposed to be uplifting our black men because a lot of black men would have just been like, you know what? I cheated. I'm like, it is what it is. But not only did he go make it right with her, he had a book to sell.
Of course.
Hold on, wait. He went to her, told her everything. He said if he even ever winked at a chick, he told her about it.
After it came out. It don't matter. Why you didn't do that before? Hey,
all that could have been avoided. Well, it did, but then what y'all not giving
him credit had he came out.
But look,
after it happened.
Yeah, what you're not giving him credit for is this all happened behind closed doors. He didn't have to go public about this. Y'all would have brought
it. It was brought to the public before he went public, though.
So you can't respect the man for his courage and his bravery to come to the world with that.
But I can respect him more if he owned up to the mistake right after the mistake, not because it's brought to the limelight.
But a lot of people made a mistake, honey.
A lot of men don't even talk about it.
I will give him that he did take accountability for it all. You know what I mean? But I just think that the way that he went about it, like, I don't know. I guess that's the thing now, especially when you're a celebrity or whatever, you go about it publicly. But it's like, yeah.
But I just feel like if it hadn't come out, would you have confessed to everything? Because if that's the case, why you wait to come out to confess? True enough, he was man enough to confess and tell her everything from A to Z. But if it wouldn't have came out, would you have done the same thing?
Ain't that what the tell-all books be about? Because women been doing it for years.
Yes. So where's his?
I guess it's on the way. That's the link. He should have been on the way before it came to the light. Hold on, but okay, so what about R. Kelly's wife? She wasn't trying to speak up and tell about what was going on with R. Kelly until all of a sudden this scandal came out and she seen dollar bills behind it.
And she's sick.
But y'all ain't slamming her though. Y'all are more like, and I'm not slamming her. She's old news. I'm not saying what happened to her was wrong. So please, lady viewers that are watching this, I'm not downplaying what happened to her. That should never happen to a woman. But she sees the opportunity of being R. Kelly's wife. What happened?
Opportunist.
Okay, so why y'all ain't doing the same? So what y'all said?
We did when it was happening.
He's not an opportunist. He literally using his situation to sell his book. That's exactly what that means. Like, he's
exactly.
Using his
that's not good, though. But this is one more thing that I want to get across my chest, and
this is where people don't pay attention to Lil Boosie. Because Lil Boosie spoke the truth. When Lil Boosie addressed Lori Harvey, he said, we need to stop praising women like her for her situation, what she was doing through, and start praising the chicks that stay with their man after they done cheated. If y'all go back, matter of fact, I'm going to watch this clip.
The woman who get passed around, but y'all dog the woman who stick by they nigga when they nigga fuck over. Y'all dog the real bitches who stick by they nigga. You heard me? But y'all salute the bitches who go from hand to hand. The world fucked up. But the woman who stick by her nigga, find her one celebrity and stick by that nigga, she stupid.
But why praise them for being stupid?
What you mean? That's stupid? That's sticking to your vows. That's over
sticking to your vows.
But he didn't
everything. Everything in a marriage.
Sticking to your vows, but they didn't stick to the vows when they stuck their thing. Why should you have to stick to the vows and lower yourself?
Sin and Lexi, I'm gonna need y'all to calm down real quick.
Y'all good.
One of the vows you take is through thick and thin. Marriage is not gonna be 1,000% happiness and all that good stuff. You are gonna have trials and tribulations that you're gonna have to go through, but you're gonna have to fight to stick together. So why are we downplaying this woman when she chose to stick by her vows?
That's correct. But men don't think about vows when they're out cheating. If vows were that important to you, you wouldn't have stepped outside this home and slept somebody else's bed or had them in your bed.
Let me get this one right. But women don't think about that when they got work bays and getting food bought by another man either. So we can go back and forth with this all day.
Hey, yo, Alex.
That's correct.
Because not but everybody got a work
at that
bay.
Point.
Hey, but you got somebody on the side, though, buying
a work bay is different from cheating. They ain't act on
it. Is cheating. That's emotionally cheating. That's damn near physically cheating.
Okay, you can say that, but work bay
is not cheating.
He gonna feel some type of way. Is he gonna say?
Nah, it ain't that far.
And he gonna be like, hell no, go ask your work bay. Oh no,
right?
Because y'all don't like when we pull a y'all on y'all.
First of all, when you cheat with your work bay, you're emotionally attached. Y'all eating together. Y'all talking 8 hours out the day.
He said 8 days out the week. I'm like, man, what happened to
that? Hell no, I've never had a work day.
Hey, Rob, let's get it. If we want to really break it down, you're with this person 5 out of the 7 days of the week. You're talking to him maybe 8 hours out the day. Y'all eating together, and I'm pretty sure y'all have discussed things about personal relationships. Either you're talking about what's going on with your husband, what he don't do or what he do or what irritates you, and he's doing vice versa. If not, y'all talking about, well, you know, if stepping out is da-da-da-da-da-da, bang, bang, bang. So that's emotional cheating. That's physically cheating. Like, so.
And he just gave the definition of a work bay.
Correct. And I never had one. Like,
you
have
a
work
bay.
Well, shit.
Well, in that case, I never had no work bay either.
Okay.
See, this is where my hat at. Where my hat at? Because this they capping right now. I need my hat.
We not. Everybody does not have a work bay.
Okay.
I don't believe in mixing business with pleasure. No.
Big cap.
In that case, I ain't never had no work bay.
I ain't trying to hear that shit. For the simple, so. Let's go back to the D-Jack situation. What he did was not, well, cheating was wrong. We all could agree on that. But now, as to cancel the man, first of all, this takes courage. Rob. This is me talking here. This is courage. The simple fact, he put his personal business to the world to be judged, to be discriminated against, all that.
Two, his personal business was brought to the world, and that's when he decided to speak on it.
He did that because he needed to stay face.
Two.
Correct.
Two.
Right.
99% of men will not do that. I'm sorry.
I knew he was going to
go on.
I knew he was going to go that way.
No. To be clear, are Are you trying to say that black men don't cheat? Or are you trying to say that 99.9% of men won't go in front of the world and say, these are my transgressions, these are my mistakes? I want to know what you're trying to say, because I'm saying, if you're about to say, go ahead, let me see what you're
saying. I'm saying, if a man cheats 99% of the time, if they haven't got caught, they are not airing out their personal business.
If they haven't got caught, right?
I take that back. If the person they're with is not worth keeping, they will keep that to themselves. So me personally, right here, me, if I cheated, I don't have nobody right now, so y'all can get off me right now. But if I was with somebody and I felt like, dang, I'm about to lose her. Well, you know what? I'm about to confess. I'm about to pour it all out. Like, babe, whatever it is, I need to let this off my chest because I want to work through this, blah, blah, blah. But if I feel
okay.
Wait, Sam. But if I feel like, hey, it's too many fishes in the sea for someone to be hiding to me. Like, see ya. I'll holler at you later. All right, you caught me. Bye. Like,
okay, can I talk now?
Go ahead, Sam.
Here's my thing. You heard what you said. You confessed to keep her. You didn't confess because you felt bad. Or you felt some type of way about, no, it's not. You're confessing because you want her to stay, not because of your personal feelings towards how you feel about cheating. You're doing it for her and to keep your relationship where it is and going. No, you still should feel some type of way. When you're sorry, you're confessing, you need to feel some type of way. Don't do it for your marriage, do it for you.
How do you know how he's feeling right now?
What?
How do you know how he's feeling right now?
Who?
You,
Derrick Jackson.
That's Jackson.
How do you know how
he don't know how he's feeling. He didn't lie so much at this point. He don't know.
The man has opened up his relationship to the world, and you're telling me that
his relationship was brought to the world, and then he decided to speak on it to defend himself.
But he didn't have to do that. He could have went on Twitter. And
he did it. He could have kept that because we didn't want it anyways.
But
he made it worse.
He could have left it alone. I would have left.
Let's see how his book sales do. You would tell me if it worked or not. That's all I have to say about
that. Oh, so you agree that it's a promotional stunt? Because I feel like he did all of this to promote his book, and I just think that is disgusting. If
because
that is
when that girl,
so I have a question. Hold on. Okay, if that's the case, then. Like, you also should be talking about Cardi B is disgusting for shaking her ass on a Grammy of stage to sell more of her what's her name? And honestly, it went number one on Billboard actually right after that.
That's not the same. That is not the same.
Hold on, Rob. Hold on, Rob.
That is not the same.
I got one better.
No, let me tell you, Lex, talk.
Y'all been talking.
But I'm about to back Rob up because it's multiple examples of this. Why y'all not going to D Wade for using his son coming out?
And that was the next one that was coming.
So now, what's
too.
Up now?
You know what?
Why y'all not talking about D Wade? Why y'all not talking about Dwayne Wade using his son to come out to promote his documentary? Since we talking about that way, so
like, I don't know about a documentary, and I wouldn't watch it, but I didn't hear about it.
Rob, where am I at with that? Rob?
His daughter.
Yeah,
I'm honest. Okay.
After his daughter came out and the documentary came out, all of a sudden she got a clothing line, she got a nail line now, all the above. So if we're gonna attack D-Jack for using his situation,
we don't know if he's actually doing that though.
I'm gonna say why it's not the same because first of all, marriage is something sacred. That is something sacred. And he preaches about being a faithful man and being a man of God and things of those natures and all of that, like on a religious tip, is not the same. Okay, Rob, you said, oh, well, then you should say that Cardi B woo-woo shaking her ass on. Yeah, okay, that could be disgusting, but in a different aspect. Those two things don't compare. They don't compare. It's very close though. The D-Wade situation opposed to this as far as, you know, promoting it because of the laws of nature, if you will. But, hey, so It's not the same. I don't think it's the same. And it makes me look at Derrick Jackson.
You know why it seemed
now.
Like that's what he's doing? Because those girls came out in the summer. Here it is almost a year later, and your book is about to be released, and now you want to share with the world, who half the world didn't even know what the hell was going on.
Yeah,
but now you want to confess.
I didn't know.
Are you for real? Are you serious?
Hey, I didn't find out till today. Like, I didn't know
yesterday.
But listen,
yeah, I found out about yesterday.
This is what I want everybody to take from the situation, and I'm guilty of it too because I did it on numerous occasions. When stuff like this happens, especially Black couples, what is the first thing we do? Oh, cancel this person.
Argue and run.
No, I'm saying cancel this person. Oh, he did this.
Oh, as
he just trying to make it off that. Da, 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 da. But for one, we never praise the woman for actually committing to her vows and staying with him. Two, we never praise the man.
We don't agree.
That's your fault.
No, you want us
because
to
y'all do that to us. If there's vows vows involved, you would look at us and say the same thing. We have to do the same thing. It's
you already did.
We have to go through this. This is what has to happen. We understand that this is one way of it, but if it was flipped as well, yes, these are vows.
Okay,
he has to stay
but y'all say
woman.
That, but yet y'all want Will to feel some type of way because of what Jada did. Make it make sense. It's the same thing. But with the opposite sex flipped around. But it was okay for Will to feel some type of way what Jada did, but it's not okay for his wife to feel some type of way about what he did.
Sam. What? Rob, don't worry about it. I got it.
Let Rob talk.
Say me and you dating, right? And I bring this chick around like, hey, man, like, you know, she needs to be surrounded by love and all that or whatever. We still marry, happy, whatever. Time go past. She's still around the family. Like, she kicking it with our son. All of a sudden, we get into it. Me and you get into it, Sam. We get into it, and then we need to get on the break. And I go, fuck him. Or fuck her. I go, fuck her. You're not going to feel some type of way about that?
But what happened to those important vows that you guys
I just need you to answer that question.
Holly over.
I just need you to, and that's they still together.
That's the point because that's what right. you said that to Jada. That's what you saying that to because that's what Jada did.
Right.
But so y'all want Will to feel some type of way.
Wait. Sid, you never answered the question. How would you feel if
I'm cray cray, and
this little Harley girl that I was bringing around, like, yeah, we need to surround her with the family. We need to surround her with love. You know what I'm saying? Let's look after her and care for her. She got some type of mental illness. And then all of a sudden we go on a break and I go fuck her.
You got some type of way.
I probably wouldn't feel some type of way. I wouldn't fool with you after that, but I've had friends who went behind me and in my face every day, but mess with the man that I mess with every day. So, or family members, and I never felt no type of way. Close family members kicking it with us, hanging out with us, spending the night at my house, and you sleeping with this person. And I let it go and I let them go. So I probably wouldn't feel the type of way. I'm a whole different kind of woman because I feel like I'm a nigga.
So what you're saying is Will should have divorced her.
Yes.
If that's what he chose
to
do.
Hold on. So one, okay, Jada, a break. You're married, right? So I don't know where y'all keep you giving her the excuse of this break. Right, a break.
That's what her husband said.
No. Yes, I understand.
He said they were on a break.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. So if you and your husband have a break, you're gonna just allow him to do what he wants to do, whatever, right? No, you're not. This is a break to get it.
Is that
no,
the case? Then niggas
that's not, how,
every
that's not how that works.
Niggas
well, you're married
once a month. If that's the case.
That ain't gonna happen. You get about two breaks if you want to keep continuing, then you want to be for the streets.
But that's not how it happens. A break is to get away. A break is to
stay.
She got away and slipped up under somebody else. She got away.
So, hold on. Is it two breaks a year? I take two a year.
Oh, wait. No. But wait, you are going to let your man go over here on a break and do what he wants to do? I don't believe a lot of women would do that. That's what I'm saying. So, even on a break, this what Jada did should have not happened. You should have taken
your
time.
There has to be a reason for the break. We just not taking breaks. We need to take that.
But, okay, I understand where you're coming from, Rob, because if in a marriage, say if I were married and I say, okay, let's take some breaks, it would be for us to find ourselves again individually, not necessarily to go and smash other folks. You know what I mean?
That's never the intentions, though.
It's probably, you're probably right, but I mean, that's what it should be for. I mean, some people probably do really go and so stay
support
faithful.
You support her decision, Alex.
Do I support whose decision?
Jada's.
For cheating.
For doing what?
Oh, she did it.
She cheated. She was on a break. Wait, wait.
She was on a break.
No, she didn't cheat.
Got it away.
She was entangled. She cheated. It wasn't cheating.
She was exactly.
Hey, so bring it back to the Dick Jack situation, and Rob, I'm surprised you didn't ask this question because normally you do.
What made him cheat? What made
that's him just cheat? Hey, look, I didn't even have to say it; it just came out naturally.
Because you always saying it.
Yeah, because you have to see. So, every relationship is no relationship is perfect to me personally. It's my opinion. Some relationships are, I'm just saying, but nothing is perfect. Something could have been unbalanced for it. We said this in another podcast. Something was missing. Something was missing for him to go somewhere else. And with her getting on there with a bonnet, it might have been how she carries herself. I also saw a picture with her in a
that red velvet dress.
No, let me see.
When she looked like the jokester brother, the prankster.
I'm about to say like the whole stud. Hey,
that's not me, y'all. That's
she looked like a whole stud. Yeah.
Yeah. So like you. So men like to be aesthetically pleased. That's just who I look. That's just and me, anyways. I like to.
I agree with that.
See, let him finish. Let him finish.
And so if you're not keeping your man's attention, what normally happens? If he's not going to get it here, he's going to get it. And I'm not saying she as well. If she's not getting it in one place, they're going to go get it somewhere else. And maybe she wasn't.
So why not just leave? That's what I don't understand. Why not just leave? If I'm not giving you what you want, why not just leave?
Like that one thing that he's missing, but she got all the other nine, but it's that one thing that stimulates him.
Correct. But why not just leave and find a woman who has you need all 10 out of 10 things on your list that you need. Why play games? Go slip off, then come back to bed with me. Like, 10 why?
Out of 10.
It just seems like, okay, can we all agree that this is just the 80-20 situation then?
Yep.
If you want to look at it like that.
Yep.
Like, maybe his wife has all of the 80, but she doesn't have that, you know what I'm saying, that last 20% where, you know, maybe she is more lax. Maybe she likes pantsuits opposed to dresses, and maybe she don't like to wear the nails and the wigs and the makeup all of the time. Like, we have seen pictures where she was dressed up, and she does clean up well. So we can't just blame it on her appearance as to why he stepped out. Mm-hmm. We'll never really know why he stepped out, but it doesn't make it right. Whatever the reason is, it doesn't make it right, because he should have came to his wife and said, listen, this is how I'm feeling here lately, and I've been tempted to step out before actually stepping out. And they could have worked on it. Yeah. Why not?
He preach about it. Practice what you preach.
This is my
That's thing. The part that I don't agree with, is that you gave one message, but then, like, during, like, while you were, like, somebody posted, like, pictures of him driving in his car, and it was like, yeah, this is him every time he was leaving his chick crib or going to cheat.
Oh, my God. Like,
hey, they going crazy.
The internet is undefeated. Like, the internet is hell.
Because, definitely.
Like, y'all got to think about it. D-Jack was a normal guy like you and I. And, you know what I'm saying? It was normal guy. So, normal guys don't get the attention of fame, right?
Street.
So now, as a normal guy, I get married to my wife. I believe in everything that I'm preaching. So I start making these videos. It's not getting no attention. All of a sudden, my fame, my popularity skyrocket. One thing I can say about men, and I'm a victim to this as well. When we get into situations where fame and popularity start to take over, and we start getting that female attention,
oh, we start.
This turns off.
Correct.
This,
I agree.
Turns off. So, I mean, some guys are able to, like, hey, now, pull back and go fuck the dog shit out their wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, But most guys, like, eh, let me see what to talk about one time. Hey, yeah, let me try one more time. Oh, she bad in my DMs. Like, okay. Hey, now you got, now you got to a, hello. Excuse me.
Bless.
Now you got to, you done got into a habit like, hey, man, like, I'm getting some bad chicks. So, like, now your fame and popularity has grown. You have became the breadwinner. You, you became popular. You were a YouTube sensation. Now the attention that you you once wasn't getting, you're getting. Now, let's say if D-Jack, say all his popularity happened before D-Jack got married. He may not even have gotten married. Because you know, he would have stayed true to his word that he was preaching. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we got to think of it. We got to look at it from all different angles.
So, I have a question. I have a question for the ladies. So, if D-Jack's, so your husband, you're in that situation, was like, you know what? He came to you and he was like, yo, like, I'm having temptation to step up. Like, okay, how can we fix this? And he tells you, oh, like, could we maybe spice it up a little bit and bring someone else into the bedroom? What would you do?
I'm half gay anyway, so I'm with it.
Okay, well, okay, so that was not, that did not go good. I expected.
We probably already did it anyway.
Rob, when you asked that question, I already knew it. I was like,
wait, I didn't expect that. Okay, well.
See, but, I know that came a little easier. Yeah,
that I did not expect that to come up. But okay, but most women, I was expecting to say no, right? It's just like, okay, and so maybe we don't know what communication they had. So maybe that happened. Maybe he did approach her like, look, this is what's happening, and she was not willing to give in. You know what I mean? We don't know what he tried to do. You know what I mean? How he tried
right.
to.
But my only thing is, if you tried and it's not working, why can't you leave? You have vows, but you don't want to be anywhere unhappy either, where you have to step outside of those vows.
Would you want your man to
step
leave
outside
you?
Your four walls to be satisfied.
Would you want your man to leave you because he's, but like, what if y'all create, y'all have
if
y'all.
I can't make him happy, he should want to find somebody to make him happy. Why not?
I would want you to find, personally, I love you enough.
I don't want you sitting around me looking miserable.
I want you to be free. That let me tell you something. I learned that love is liberating. You hear me? Love ain't finna keep you locked down and all that. If you feel like you want to be with someone else or I'm not doing it for you, my love, please be free. I'm gonna hurt for a while, but I'll be okay.
You know, just have enough respect to end it there. That's how I know you respect me. That's how I know you care about me. And you actually tried to keep our vows together, but it didn't work out. So we have to separate. We know marriages don't work all the time. If it don't work, it don't work. At the end of the day, as long as we co-parent and do what we need to do. But if I'm not making you happy, by all means, go find somebody who is.
It's not that easy, though.
It's not easy.
How y'all didn't know he really loved her, though? Because in the words of Jody, I lie to you because I care about your feelings.
I want to punch Jody in the face.
Ladies, I want you to really break this down with me. That is an honest statement, because a person or your boyfriend will only lie to you because he don't want to see you hurt. He don't want to see you crying. He don't want to see you upset.
So,
why give me a reason to be upset and cry?
So the quickest thing that we come up with is like, you know what? We're not going to tell her. We're going to come up with something different because we don't want to see that hurt on her face.
Jody, I can't talk about that before y'all.
I can't admit it. Like, that's a real, it's real though. Like,
every time I make that statement, bro. Every time I make that statement, people look at me like,
no, bro, that's real.
But y'all really got to break down.
So, hold on, watch this.
But you have to take all of that into consideration before you step out. Why wait to afterwards?
Fair. We should. I agree. But sometimes, again, like he said, this switches off.
Y'all little blood be rushing down there. Y'all be thinking. That's all it is.
It happens.
Like a Marion and B2 and you got served. Yo, boy. It's over with.
Like, that is such a selfish statement, though. Like, just going back to you saying, like Jody said, like, I lie to you because I care about your feelings. I feel like that is a selfish statement because it's like, no, you don't. You don't care about my feelings, because if you cared about my feelings, you wouldn't do the stuff that you did. You know, and I understand.
Sound like her.
I know. True. But I agree with that. I feel like she was right. Like, if you love me, you wouldn't do those things. But I get it. That y'all men, again, all the blood that be up here rush down to there, and y'all don't get to thinking straight. And so
they get too excited and their anxiety goes up and they forget.
Too excited. And it's just like,
wait.
You gotta have at some point you gotta have discipline. And still, that's selfish though, because again, you didn't do it because you cared about my feelings. You did it because, again, like y'all said, oh, we didn't want to see that hurt on your face. We didn't want to see that pain on your face. Because you know when you saw that pain on your woman's face after you told her the truth, it was going to break your heart too.
But they don't think about that first.
Hey,
you don't. And that's...
Hey, hold on. But in the sense of D-Jack, though, and then we're going to wrap it up after this. In the sense of D-Jack, look at how much, outside of his marriage, look at the pressure that this man is on. First of all, he's a black man in America.
Second, oh, we're going to play that card. Huh?
Wait, no. Second of all, he's a black man married to a black woman that is a YouTube sensation. So we don't know how many people slide into his DMs, correct?
Bruh.
So,
and it's like 50 other million other couples that are YouTube sensations that you don't hear stuff about.
Wait, Sam, wait. So,
bruh.
Not only does this man have to be perfect in the public spotlight, he got to maintain this image as a God-fearing Christian married man.
Man, you heard that how he was no speaking?
That makes no mistakes.
You heard how he was speaking.
You can make a mistake. You can accidentally cuss. Why you got to accidentally fall into another coochie?
He could have... God could have turned his water
you can't even talk.
He had too much.
But like you said, okay, he is famous. GTH. People probably slid into his DMs. Woo-woo. Just because a pretty woman slide into your DMs don't mean you got an entertainer. You can look at it. You can probably even heart it. You know what I'm saying? You can heart it or whatever.
Okay,
like, I see you, girl. Thank you. That could be the only interaction. A thank you. Okay. Leave it at that. But you going farther.
If you're responding, you're contemplating and thinking about it. And that's premeditated cheating, if you ask me. Like, you had time to think about it. You had time to change your mind. You had time to put the end if you're talking to somebody.
Changing names and
like women do all the time, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all, but man, y'all be saving the girl's number under damn Domino,
Mario and pizza. Shit, Pizza Hut.
You know what I'm saying?
Bill Brody.
Private,
okay, so y'all some phone looking throughs, huh? Y'all be grabbing phones and looking through.
Oh, we bring
some phone looking throughs. We know.
Years ago, I did. Years ago. At this age, I don't got time for that. Whatever's done, gonna come to the light.
Yeah,
I ain't about to be lying down no walls crying. No.
Hey, everybody say that. Everybody say that. But when that one opportunity, hey, the dude come home drunk and just drop the phone. I swear to God, it's like a woman.
That's
like
happened 100 times, and I've locked it.
No, the little on the shoulder.
Hey, the little pillow. Hey, his phone open. Don't do it, girl. You love it. Shit, you better go through that shit.
It's been about five years. Five good years. Listen, since I went through it. I learned my lesson.
Hey, more power to you, Finn. I'm not even going front, okay? Listen, I definitely have gone through my fair share of phones. I won't say it's been, it hasn't been over a year. But, I don't, but I don't make it a habit. Like, I'm just kind of like, I'm nosy.
If
like,
I see a phone open, I'm going to lock it, set it on the dresser, set it on the bed, you, somewhere close.
Cap it. I need a hat now.
I just did this the other night. What you talking about?
Okay, hold on, no, wait. I'm gonna bring it back to Derrick Jackson. I'm gonna bring it back to Derrick Jackson. My thing is that why should we cancel this man, cancel his money, when I'm gonna highlight what Webb said. He is a black man, which is he's already targeted, married to a black woman? Why not support this relationship? Because it is an image that is being seen drastically throughout the media. And this is a something that we want to see. So I understand that he made a mistake. And this is what Webb was trying to get to y'all. I understand he made a mistake, but you still have to support what we have here because we don't see that everywhere. And this man is doing that. He's showing that to the world. And again, I don't know why he let his woman get on the screen like that, but it still is a black relationship that is, you know what I mean, sticking
that he didn't care about when he stepped outside.
Yeah, but you still have to support that he's doing this, though, because it's something that we want to give to the world. We want to show our kids that, yo, look, he made a mistake. This black woman forgave this man for what he did. He has moved closer to God, closer to the higher power. And so we're trying to go through him. That's what it sounded like, to move through that process.
We always,
and so that we have to, instead of canceling him, we have to support.
Lift, yeah.
Like Rob said,
my children think it's stupid too.
We always preach about the culture. Like we've been having, like, you know, Black Lives Matter and other cultural movements. What we don't do is try to promote and appreciate when men are wrong or whenever a couple are wrong and try to uplift that relationship. And I'm not gonna say I'm one of the people because I did it with Kim K and Kanye with my boy Tone. I was like, man, hey, Kanye about to make some great ass music because he about to get rid of Kim K. And I understood where he was coming from, but like with the whole movement of, you know, divorce going heavy, like, and then in this situation, and even in the Kanye K situation, me, that was just for laughs and giggles, but I really think he need to leave her alone. I don't like him. But anyways.
Okay, so we just supposed to keep forgiving these men for cheating and stay because we're black.
If you're married,
I'm
sorry. Y'all
forgave Jada Pinkett.
Wasn't that too?
Who said that?
Listen, Linda, okay. We didn't forgive Jada. We'll forgive Jada.
Okay, and so what you expect the opposite side to do?
Y'all need to forgive D-Jack.
It's not my place to forgive him. I'm not his wife.
Okay, but you still need to support him though. He did what he did. Okay. Now let's support this black couple.
Shit. He won't get a dollar. I'm gonna say this.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna be done with it. Okay, listen. I feel you on the whole. He's a black man in America. Okay, that's great. He's made a name for himself. He's making money. He's doing great. I don't feel like I have to give this man my money though anymore. If I've given it to him previously or not, I don't feel like I have to even give him any of my energy at this point in time, personally, because I no longer agree or even view him as the same person, because here it is where he came out with this and it's like, dang, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed as a fan or whatever you want to call it. I'm disappointed as someone that followed you. You know what I mean? So, and if he lose followers or fans or whatever, like he said, he get it. He understand because he knows it's going to be some of that going on behind it. It almost looks hypocritical. It's hypocritical. It is hypocritical. He was preaching all of this stuff while he was cheating. So, I mean, I'm not saying the whole world has to cancel him. But as far as Alexandria Price goes, he's canceled for me.
Okay. So, Daryl, circling back to you and reference back to your comment where we're supposed to support black men and black marriages. So a black man keeps cheating, keep hurting a woman, where's her support? If we're just supposed to keep supporting this and they supposed to stay. We just supposed to keep supporting him hurting her?
You keep saying keep. This is his first time coming out about it.
That's his.
I but it was several.
At a point.
He cheated several times, though.
Go ahead. Go marry a white man for all I care.
A different one. So, I ain't marrying a white man.
Sin, are you canceling him or not canceling him?
I didn't mess with him before.
Okay, so he's canceled.
I never cared for him because I always felt like men of his caliber who give women advice about men,
they'd be toxic.
Always feel like they're full of shit and they're cheaters, and it's always proven that they are always. So I never cared for him in the first place.
Hello.
I've seen it too many times.
Who gave you all the answers? Who made you the boss of relationships?
Hold
okay.
Hold on, Rob. Sin and Alex, this is where I'm about to catch y'all up in. So what you said is you never supported men like that who gave women.
I didn't say that.
Who gave women advice, or who men who gave women advice on how to deal with the whole situation. You said you never did that.
Only man I've ever supported was Steve Harvey because I felt like it came from the heart and he practiced. I feel like he practiced what he preached. Everybody else, I don't feel like they practiced what he preached. His, you can tell, is sincere.
Can I piggyback off of that? I did support Steve Harvey, and this is where I'm following up with that. I got both of the books. No, but he had some infidelities too. He definitely had some infidelities
in his younger days before he started preaching.
Okay, it's this.
No, it's not. He before he started preaching to the people, he got himself together first.
I don't know about all that, but I'm gonna just say Steve Harvey's book definitely scarred me. Like, I bought the book, I supported it, and it's like I could still think like a man and act like a woman and get cheated on. So what does this even mean? What is it?
Correct. But Steve Harvey got the help he needed, did what he needed to do to be that great man. And once he became that great man, that's when he started speaking, writing books, giving advice.
You can't do it in the moment, huh? You gotta go through it and then talk about it. Don't do it in the moment, huh?
They human.
I would respect you more.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, they both human. Like, you gotta respect that part about it.
Correct. I respect that. But at least if you're gonna do it, don't practice what you preach. If you practice what you preach, I can respect you more. You made a mistake. If you tell them, if you're practicing, don't cheat. But if you make a mistake, do this, do that, then it can be respected because you're putting it out there. You make mistakes. If you make a mistake, do this. But you're acting like your marriage is perfect and telling everybody how to have this perfect marriage. Meanwhile, your shit is a shipwreck. That is not okay for me.
It's time. Mm-hmm. It's time to end this segment. Please comment, share, comment, and tell us.
Yo, he just gonna abruptly end our conversation.
I feel like this needs to be a part two.
Ah, just for the same.
It does.
If y'all feel like it needs to be a part two,
comment part two. But I also want to know if you canceling DJack, let me know because DJack.
No, support your black couples,
you,
man.
You have my support.
No.
Hey,
this is what I want to see. I want them to see them, like my kids see them go through this and like, cool, he did this. He was a man enough to do what he. Anyways, you know what? Part two.
Hey, okay, how about this? I didn't cancel Jay-Z when Beyonce made Lemonade, so...
That's another person! I'm glad you said that! Hey, Jay-Z made a whole album about him cheating on Beyonce! I forgot all about that!
He didn't make the whole album for
him either!
Hold on! Part two!
We definitely need a part two.
Hey, y'all.
I'm in part two, y'all.
DJack, you wasn't the only one, bro. Jay-Z did it too. All right. Jay-Z did it too. God damn it.
We definitely gonna have to include this in the next one. Entanglements
and
all.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Part Two. The Web. Like I said, comment below if you want a part two. Comment below if you canceling DJack. Because if you cancel DJack, you gotta cancel a lot of brothers out there. Jay-Z.
Cancel them all. They cheat.
So, hey, we're going to start off by saying this is a Pion Media production. So please like, share, comment. Go follow our YouTube page, Put You On Notice Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Put You On Notice Podcast. LR, let them know where they can find you at, my brother.
Man, it's Robert Wilkes at Facebook. My Snapchat is in my profile. Follow me on SoundCloud at L'ARE. Holla at your boy.
Big Lex. My bad. Queen Lex. I mixed it up. All
right. It's all right. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Queen_A1_since day one. You can also find me at Drill_Drips. Yeah, a little bit breadcrumbs. Yeah, that's sexy
Lexi
over there. So,
last but not least, my homegirl, Big Sin, big degrees, big college grad.
Period. you can find me on Instagram at itssen apostrophe baby. It's Sin baby, and Snapchat is SinSin05.
No Facebook.
I don't have room on either Facebook, so nah.
On neither?
Still.
I have two Facebooks and it's 5,000 friends on both, and most of them ain't the same. So
you sure you've been posting this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it should have way more views than that.
Okay. And I just told my friends they need to support me. I support them in everything they do.
Right.
And of course, it's your boy Big Web, aka your noob favorite noob, your Kappa favorite Kappa, aka Big Wizzle, aka Webito.
yes, and you can find me every week.
You can find me on Facebook at Big Daryl Big Web Webster. You can find me on Instagram at Conniption1911. Snapchat is also Conniption1911. And be paying attention to my Snapchat, because I'm about to be doing a lot of moves, you know what I'm saying? Like pion moves, big things. We got a big announcement coming that I don't want to tell y'all yet, but it's going down, y'all. We doing something big. So again, thanks for tuning in. Our song of the day that we're going out to, you know, I don't know if you want to put this one on your cutting list, but since we're talking about the boy D-Jack.
We definitely played this already. I guarantee you did.
Right. Played Confessions by Usher. Remember, Payan Media, baby. Our platform is your opportunity.
Your opportunity.
Got one on the way to my confession, and I'm frozen. I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep part two of my.